In today's podcast, we talk about the legacy handed down to us and the one that we hand down. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, I remember back a little while ago, there was this meme trend, right? It was all about showing how something started and how it's going now. There were some really funny pictures that would show up for a lot of those. You know, it's often a fun experience to look at how a thing began. Paul talks in Romans 11 about the first people of God, the first Jews that were promised salvation and a Messiah, and all those who were brought into the family later, even including as far down the family tree as you and I. He says in verse 16, if the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Paul's not talking about being a great baker or like having awesome trees, right? He is making a metaphor here. And the metaphor is referring firstly to the process of making baked goods, where you start with taking a piece of dough from what they would call the lump to begin to bake something. Now, if you start with a good piece from the lump, that cake that you bake from it should be good, right? It also shows what's true of the lump. Begin with a great piece and you finish with a great cake. And more great baked goods to come, right? Abraham, the father of the faith, is the first fruits, the piece from the lump, and he is the ancestor in our holy faith. His faith goes throughout the whole family. In the same way that Galatians 5:9 says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, like that's talking about sin, right? A little bit of sin will poison the whole thing, right? A little bit of faith purifies the whole lump, y'all. Or said another way, we can go back to the oft-discussed tree metaphors. If the root is holy, so are the branches. While we've talked about this from the standpoint of Jesus and faith in him as our root, right? Rooted and grounded in him and his love. I can't help but think of the legacy that Abraham passed on throughout the lump, right? The faith that flows from the root to us, the newer branches. What about the legacy of our loved ones before us? Maybe you've had parents, aunts, or uncles like I did, older ones in the faith who have spent days and nights in prayers over you, pouring discipleship even into you. They are deciding in those moments that the blessing wouldn't die with them, but would go on into the next generation, would spread through the tree, would spread through the lump. They were determined that how it goes wouldn't look too far from how it began. We are all branches from that Abrahamic root, but were you the beneficiary of a more direct, personally invested holy root? Whether you were or not, you can decide that you will be the root for another line of branches. You can decide that you will consecrate the whole lump to come, the whole lump that God has placed in your sphere of influence, just in case you think I'm supporting something like extra credit, right? Y'all, this is discipleship. This is the plan of Jesus. There is no other plan to come. We're plan A. There is no plan B. We're it. And should we determine? Yes, we should. We should determine to live in the Spirit's power that calls us to and empowers us in holiness, and then live a life that pours that out on the branches to come. Let's pray right now that the Lord consecrates and waters us, right? And as we are those branches of the root passed before us, that we would now be able to strengthen and develop branches to come as their root. Let's pray that the Lord would lead us and empower us to it. Father God, we thank you for the legacy that you've left for us, that you've handed down through Father Abraham and the line of so many saints before us. Lord God, we thank you that we have been a beneficiary, either directly or indirectly, Lord God, and we ask for your Spirit's power to then now go lean into the next generation, to lean into those in our spheres of influence, to water them as you water us, Lord God, to be a part of the development of further generations of this beautiful branch or this beautiful tree called your people, Father. We thank you for the role you give us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode of Five by the Fire. Make sure that you go ahead and subscribe if you're listening on podcast anywhere. If you're watching, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you listeners as well. But if you're watching, make sure you go ahead and like it. Leave a comment. Share it with a friend. If you need prayer, hit me up. Armand@unshackledonetwork.org. I'd love to be praying for you. And either way, can't wait to see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.